Gemara weiter. Amr Shmuhaiman, der Dolbe Chavitza, der Tamri, der Chavei Abis, der Chamishim, der Tamri, Agav Dolem, der Zaben, der Zaben, der Nun, noch die Chodoi. Chodoi Chodoi, der Zaben, der Nun, Leib Mishal Chamishim, noch die Chodoi, und Hektish, Mishal, der Chamishim, der Chum Shayim. Shem Gemazik, der Mishal, der Chum Shalom, der Mishal, der Mishal, der Mishal, der Mishal, der Mishal, der Mishal, that we discussed yesterday. Rashi says Lahedyet. And Mishal Hedyet who Mishalim Loi K'moy Shein M'kar B'yachad V'ayim Adach D'kin L'hachmer Olo K'dam L'taym L'kamon Shomans. Rashi is says the idea is that by head the aim of the king of Hachmer Olav. Aim of the king of Hachmer Olav. Come on, come on, come on. Shom Bes Beso. So let's see, what does that mean? Says more about it. The master of Beva Barabaya, the head of the Amai Mishal Chamishim, Nachi Chod, the name away, I know Chod, Chod, Hav, Mezabnin, Amo. I'm Rav Hunda, Brady, Vashua, Shom, Vesa, Bais, the Soda, Tana. So, it's not so clear in the Gemara what this Tain is. Olay, Malay. Name away, I know Chod Chod Hav Mezadin Elu. Kipshuta is saying that I would have sold it, I could have sold it, I would have sold it one by one. I would have made $50 instead of $49. Shaila is what kind is that a taina? Is he coming with a taina and nitin over here, or in other words, he's saying. That should be the reason why I should be chayiv, because I could have sold it. Or is he saying it's a svara in the Shavuos? Meaning, if he's saying, like, you were mafsid me, then now I can't sell it, so what will be the chayiv? It's grama, it's garmi. Is it a taina that, no questions. Is it a taina that, you kill your goyer and me the hefsid? Is that the taina? If that's that would seem the partial reading of the words would be mashma like that. Yeah, I could have sold it one by one, but then you have to declare: is that a taina or not? Well, it's machayev then, or it's grama. Maybe not. Maybe it's garmi. Right? Grama is zaken is potter. Right? If I'm garmi you have sid, that I'm potter. Elmai is this thing called garmi. Yeah, garmi, which is shayla. What is the difference between garmi and grama? Big shayla and shayla exactly. First of all, the shayla and shayla, is there a difference between garmi and grama? And if there is, shayla is what exactly the difference? And shayla whether this would fit the bill of garmi.
Why is it one of the two? Why is it just? This is what it was
behind
you.
If it's a taina and saying that the reason why you should pay me 50 is because you gutted me the hefsid because I could have sold it, not as a shuma. Right. I'm going to the side that it's saying gutted me hefsid. Okay. So you bring me the other side.
Okay.
I said no questions.
Yes, question.
I'm sorry. I retract my question.
He's a little older than you.
I don't remember.
I can't shut him down as the way I show you that. Sometimes I get close, but I try to treat him with a little more respect. Like Moshe Benu, now they got in the table yard days. He thought maybe in the spot like Zayrus. He thought. So then you have to be done. Yeah, is it garmi? Is it grama? Is it the fact that he could have done it by stopping? Is that enough for mechayiv? is it for sure that you would have been able to sell it? You know, some say about the different Gemara and Grama is when it's Bari Azeka. Is it Bari Azeka over here? Yesh Lodin, if there's a tiny of Gemara over here. And also, if the tiny is Batsam, a tiny of Garmi, I'm going with the Hefsid, so then the Chayr of the Gemara's Teretz makes no sense. What's Gemara's Teretz? The Shaman, they saw Bari Sisada. How is that a Teretz? If Batsam Chayv, I'm Chayv you 50, because I was Gurim you Hefsid at 50, so then what are we saying? What does it help to say shaman? What's the teretz of shaman? So therefore, it would seem that even the Lashon HaGemara is not mashmei that so much. But it would seem that the Gemara's the tain is that it's just that there's two ways to look at this thing. You have a case of 50 dates. So Shail is, you look at it, that it's 50 dates, 50 separate dates, or you look at it as one unit of 50. Okay? Now, so then the Gemara is saying that since Batsim, there is the Fsharis of selling it one by one, and then the price is worth more, then it's worth 50. So maybe when we're handling the Shuma, when we're handling the Shuma of this thing, how do we look at the Shuma? Do we look at it, how do we make the Shuma? How do we make the assessment? Do we assess it as one unit of 50? Do we assess it one by one? Because there's the Fsharis of selling one by one, and there is a certain way of looking at the value of this whatever it is, this basket of dates, this unit of 50 dates as 50 dates. Now, and that the Gemara says, this is the din of shaman, and says Rashi, what's the din of shaman? Sham beisa baisa sada tanan. Which the Chagav, the first other pshat that I was saying that the shayla of the hefsa that he's mafs at him, so the Biskarov in the letters in the back, page 160. Okay, so he has a tzad like that. He has a tzad that, well, if he wants mechav, whether it's ganev or mazik. And he has the tzad, the whole cheshbon, the hemshel, this whole gemara is only going on the tzad of mazik. Meaning, you know, it's not, even though the case was geneva, but the gemara says, the gemara said, mashen came b'mazik. He has a diakal in the rosh, that maybe the whole gemara is only going, the whole cheshbon, the tain of the gemara of, I could have sold it one by one, is a tiny, only by mazik and not by gzela. He wants a medayag that may be in the rush. There's a cow in the rush, because the rush over here, and he quotes the Gemara, he goes through the cheshbon of the Gemara, and the rush says, like this. There's the rush. Hi, yeah, he goes to the Gemara. The whole cheshbon of the Gemara over here is mitam mazik, and he explained the mishmach is a gufa habahezik mash layuchel lemachram achas. Avin yichiv gezela ain't zutayin a klal, because the scribe wants mechalb and gezela and mazik. He wants at least to have one side over here. And then he says with his dick in the rush. And then he taka says that side. The hezik is the taina. Of the hezek is that you're being gair me, that couldn't sell it. He doesn't go into Garmi, Grom, he doesn't get into the whole Nakuda, but that's, he does say that, Derech Agav. And then he said, but he holds that by Gzela, you don't look at it that way. By Gzela, you know, whatever you stole, you have to pay back. By Gzela, whatever you stole, you have to pay back. You don't have this taina by Gzela, it was Gzela. By Gzela, it's not, there's no taina that I could have sold it. By Gzela, you chayif what you stole. If you down, what is it that I stole? Not what I could have made from it. That you could clear in Mazik. By Gzela, if you down, what you stole. So in the Rosh, you want to say maybe the Gemara is only handling out Mazik. And the Rambam, we said the Farish is not like that. The Rambam in Paragim, the Nich Gzela. The Rambam here? There you go. The Rambam. And Nich Gzela, Paragim. Gimel Gimel, Hagoizel Chaisel Sheish Machmishim Tamarim, Shimacher Chaisel Kuli Kachas Yimcha Matisha, Shimacher Achas Achas Yimkar Basara, I'm going to change the numbers, Ain a Mishal Melatisha, Vain a Nigzel Yachalaymar, Ani Achas 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 Yisimacher, Vain a Nibamazik. The Ram is the Feirish that the potential tying of the Gemara, that it could have sold it one by one, is no different between Gezela and Mazik. It seems like you said that's been in Rambam. But the Rosh, maybe there's a shtickle diyuk that, not like that. Bakaponim, Akaponim, what does the Gemara answer? There's a din of Shaman, says Rashi. Kamezokin, the Shane, the Lobo Kamba, Kivarish, so they came. Tana, Kate, and Michelle Lemes, Masha Zika. Shalom Bey saw, Boys is Zoda. Kamo is a Yafe, Kamo, a Yafe. They made that the Gilio is Shaman Hachilo Levada, Mohisa Shava Ruga Zoo, Shenecheles, Eleman Nexar, Bey saw, Midomeha. Im hoyeba limkar kark im zar isa me khasru damav shvil achilas arugazu da hayne kula gabe da bo likne is karka lo yene khane bekach der mut is pashe be pachis damim u mikriyal mikriyal flo so Rashi says in the case of Beisa, the animal ate one aruga, ate one roe. So we don't say, okay, how much is a roe worth? We say, how much is it worth? Biachas to the whole field. How much is the field worth with the aruga? The Beisa, right? Beisa, it's 50 amas. How much is the field worth with the aruga? How much is worth without the aruga? So obviously, it'll be much, much less than the value of the aruga by itself. Now, and Rashi before told us, Eimedaktikin, right? Eimedaktikin lahachmer olav. Eimedaktikin lahachmer olav. So, what is this? You know, medaktikin lahachmer olav, not lahachmer olav. What's the issue over here? So, as we ramas to yesterday, there's really two ways of in the Gemara itself by the Beis Saw, yeah, that Shom Reisai, Shom and Beis Saw, Beis Saw there, right? So there's two ways of looking at that. When we say that you don't pay for the Ruga by itself, you pay how much the Beis Saw minus the Ruga is worth. There's two ways of looking at that. That's a very, very fundamental question in the sugya, and that is: do we look at it? Is the pshat that we say that when the animal ate that ruga, yeah? How do we look at the hezek? Do we look at it as a hezek Is it a hezek to the karka? Is it a hezek to the field? Or is it a hezek to the peiris? Right? You have one field out of, in the whole field. Right? So do we look at it? What is it that the behemoth damaged? Did the behemoth damage the field? Or did the behemoth damage the arug? And then, so the pasuk is telling me that we look at it, that the hezek is the hezek to the field and not the hezek to the payers. If the hezek to the payers, you have to pay for the payers. The hezek to the field, you have to pay how much field is worth less with without the payers. That's one way of looking at this halacha, that shaman beisa beisa sada. The other way of looking at it is, that it's a din. It's not a shiloh. What is the hezek? We're not deciding what is the hezek. We're deciding how to assess the value of the payers. In other words, avada, let's say the hezek is to the payers. As according to the first malach, we're being done. What is the hezek? What is it that I was mazik? Was I mazik a field or was I mazik payers? And that the pasuk tells me, we say, no, you're mazik the field, not the payers. Right? Which bets him, then it's really an objective criteria. It's looking at it, it's creating, it's saying what is it that I did? Right? We're being kaveya, what is it that has mamela, tashlum is gonna be different. The second mahalach is to say that no avadi ain't payers. But when you eat payers, there's different ways of assessing the value of these payers. You can assess the value of payers by itself, or you can assess the value of payers biyachas to the whole field. There's two ways of assessing the value of these payers. You could say the payers maybe more than through two ways. You could say, first of all, how much is a bushel? You ate a bushel of apples. How much a bushel of apples cost a machan yuda? Right? Or you could say you ate one aruga. How much? What is the value of one aruga if you wanted to buy one aruga? Right? Or you could say, what did the value of this aruga biyachas to the whole field? Right? This aruga has a value biyachas to the whole field. If I sell the field, or they saw, no, they said sell the whole field with or without this aruga, so that gives me some way of assessing the value. That is a way of assessing the value of this aruga. This aruga has has a value relative to the rest of the field. That's a way of assessing the value. There's different ways of assessing the value. So we're not handling what is the hezek. What is the chefs of the hezek? Yeah, we're handling how do I assess the value of these payers. Now, so truth matter is, it would seem that it might be machlik is about this, and the really the shayla like this, because there's a question. What we talk about an aruga, right? Behemi an aruga, and we look at it biachas to the beisa, right? Okay, Taisaga has a different way of looking of explaining the whole Gemara, but either way, the point is that there's a certain amount. Klape the field. Whatever the size of the field is, that might be taller. But now, the question is, what if the guy only has an aruga? He doesn't have a beisa. If you're Rashi, Taisa is not. Whatever it is that we're assessing, klape, he doesn't have that. Beisa b'isa sada, right? So Rashi's case is, this time the regular case is, he's got a huge field. How do we, you know, what do we hone in on? So we say, okay, in a field of a beisah, which fits by 50. So then we say, this field of beisah minus the ruga, right? But he doesn't have the beisah. Yeah. So the chazanish. I'm asking, what if he doesn't have? What is it then? So b'dyamim paskin, that we don't care. We look at it. And, I didn't say it's not possible to be Mishayir. I asked you, what is that halacha? Is this din of this din of the Gemara? Yeah, shaman, yeah, bay sub oisisavim. This halacha, yeah, is this halacha dafka when the guy happens to have a field that size, or is, if he doesn't have a field size, and then we'll have to extrapolate what would be if he did, yeah. That is the question. So what do you got? You're being...
Say that. You just say.
I didn't say we couldn't figure it out. Yeah, Baruch Hashem, the best, the Bagdin are very smart. They could figure it out, and you know, what would be it, right? But the question is, what is halacha? So the Chazanish, what's your problem?
Why would be now like
that? So let me talk. I'll try to explain it. The Chazanish in Baba Kama Yudalid Yud, he's Medayik and Taisus in Baba Kama Daf Mem Zayin. We have a Gemara Baba Kama here. Any chance?
No, we're poor.
What?
I noticed the downstairs. I'm talking about.
What?
I found the downstairs. But I forgot to bring it up.
You found the downstairs. Okay.
This is one.
Keep you to it. Shout out to Sars of Uvmoke. I don't know. He means Dag and Teis Baba Kama. Teis Baba Kama says that Mem Zayin. Okay. The Chen Kol Sada. See, the Gemara over here is talking about even Gabe, Gabe Uber. The Gemara Shdal Su, the din of Shaman. Yeah, the din of Shaman. an Uber, Bimei Ima, as well. And so, kids, that's just the Gemara over there. Taiz over here says, "Chen kol sod kol asodesh yihakol shal nizik kaguf echad dami." So I'm taking a little out of context, but Taiz does say the words. He's telling it to the guy, him, whatever. The point is, he says, Hakol shal nizik, and Chazanish is medayik in Taisvis, that it's dafka, if it was taka hakol shal nizik, the field, not just that ruga belonged to the nizik, but the whole field belonged to the nizik, and meila. Only then do we have this halacha. Midach gisa, yam shal shleima, in Perek HaKayis Simen Yud Ches, yam shal shleima is the fair, is not like that. He says, even if he didn't have, all he had was a ruga, we say, what would be, we make the shuma, what would be if he had more? It's also the Geya over here in the Shita. The Shita over here on the small Taisvis, where this Gemara, the Gemara makes a tzushtel between Shaman, Baikarka, Terkeso, the Chavitza, the Tamri. Taisa has a kasha, Tei Mehechi Maisi Raya. Mekarki, Amitaltli. How could they bring a raya from Taltlim, from Karki to Taltlim? But Karchel Adamu, Shmehacha Chavitza Tamri, Ain Sham B'Shishim Yhasam El Featzma. This is a problem. That what's the Gemara Sushtel? What's the Gemara Sushtel? Yeah, Hare. By Chavitza the Tamri, you're not being Shaman B'Shishim. So we see that it's different. What's Gemara making a tushta? Right? So Taizah Yishlaim, Nachi Ma'isi, Raya Kiv, and the Mekalim, and Kula Hai. Mekarki, ain't lachem metalpim, loyim akol chodim v'choda, hav mezamnin elay. So Tais explains that the Gemara is a very loose sushtel. We're just showing an idea that if we see the Mekarga, we make it that much, right? We really make it by Mekarga. We look at it, you know, Biachas, the field of a Hobic field, 50 yams of the Amis, right? And not the value of the Aruga by itself. The male by Metalpim also, we shouldn't be Machmir, Kolchot Bechot, Mezamnin Elei. Which is with Chayra, I mean, the idea of Taisvis, right? That's really the idea of Rashi. The Rashi talks about what B'chal is the Tushtel over here. We're just showing that when we make the Shuma, we do it in the more Mekel way. So each one in its world. But if you look at, we'll get back to it in a minute. But if you look at the sheet over here, the sheet that brings down from the Rash Mishans. The sheet that brings down from the Rash Mishans. Ntayma. Afilbim karki yesh loymar. She shomin kamoi chavitza. Shem ein loy ela ruga achas. Vefsid the kula shomin ois lefnei atzma. The Rash Bishan says that by if only has one aruga, then you don't look at it. Then you're talking. You're not shomin kafi. Kafi Beisa, which is like the Chazanish, not the Amshin Shlaima. So again, we have a very important question, or a very basic question. When the Din of Shaman, Shaman Beisa, is it Dafka because, is that when he has the whole field? Or, you know, if he doesn't, we make a Cheshman, what would be if he did? Right? The point is, where the Chaznish Medayik in Tosfos Bab Kam Mem Zayin, and maybe Kefi the Shita, it's maybe Meduig in our Tais as well, because the Tais doesn't give the second teretz of the Shita. The second teretz of the Shita is that even in the case of the Karka, there's a case that's Daim Matas. It's a little funny that you know, the Gemara seems to be Medamah to the case of doing the Shuma Kefi the field, the way the Shita wants to say it's, what will be if all he has is that Ruga, then we're just being down that Ruga. And then we're doing down the whole Ruga, and we're not looking at it as each one by itself. What the Shita's answer to Taisa's Kash is the case of that Ruga, which is Daim exactly the case of the Chamitza. That's the case where he doesn't have the whole field. But Taisa doesn't say that. Why? Because Taisa says, there's no difference. Pashas. Not like Taisa of Mem Zayin. Taisa holds no difference. Taisa holds like Yamsha Shlaima, that even if all he has is one aruga, what's the din? You make the shuma kafi. What would be how much the aruga is worth in the whole picture? And the Rash Mishan says not like that. Al Kapanim, there seems to be day is lakan, day is lakan. Whether this whole din is talking about Dafka when he has the whole field, or even when he doesn't have the whole field. So Chayra, what's a Tullian? So Pashtis, we could say, it's Tullian in the Chakira, that's that Biskrav was Maimed over here. Nine, it was said before. If we look at it, if we say that the yisoid of this halach is that what? That when I see the hezek, what is the hezek of this aruga? It's not a hezek to that aruga, it's a hezek to the field. That is what the pasuk is being megal to me. When the pasuk says that you shaman. So meila, it has to be dafka if the whole field is yours. If the field is mine, then I could say, what did I damage you? Did I damage you? Did I damage your fruits? Or did I damage your karka? So that can only be said if the karka is yours. If the karka is yours, then I could say, okay, we don't look at it, I damaged fruits. We look at it, I damaged karka. But if we say that even if the karka is not his, the only thing that's his is the aruga, still we make the same cheshbon and we say, what would be how much? What is the value of this aruga klapping the whole field? So then lechayr pshat is that the whole yisoid of the Gemara is not that I'm looking at it that the damage was done to the field. No, about the damage done to the aruga. But now, when we have an aruga over here, you damaged this aruga. How do we assess the value of this aruga? There's different ways of looking at it. There's different ways of looking at it. Klape, the assessment of the value of this aruga. You can look at it that in the context of the whole field, it's not worth too much, this aruga. By itself it is. So the pasuk is being megal to me. I think this fits better in Rashi. The pasuk is being megal to me that we're makel on the mazik. Yeah? We're makel on the mazik that we when we do the shuma, we do the shuma in a more kal in a way that's gonna be for the benefit of the mazik. And that's why, so I say, I could assess these pairs many different ways. So what does the Torah tell me? No, we take the more kal approach, the way that's gonna make the mazik pay less. The Hainu, we say, look at it. We look at it and say, okay, these pairs have a value. One way of assessing the value of these pairs is to say, how much are these pairs worth biyachas to the whole field? Right? Then we say, okay, that's what we have to pay. So, because the reason why I'm saying it's more maduk and rash like that, I think, is because the other way, it's an objective question, right? It's not a question of being makel, emidakten lahachmer olo, yeah? That's more of a lumdish approach, meaning we're being magdir. What is the hezek? Is it a hezek to the field? When my behem eats someone's peris from a field, peris b'chuber, was he mazik the field or was he mazik the peris? Right? And Torah is telling me, no, you're mazik the peris. You're mazik the field. The chayr, the Rashi talks about the whole time, medak l'hachmer, Rashi says later also, to me, it would seem more that it's a shayla. You know, we're going to be make on you in the shuma, but if it's totally in the hagdara of the ma'isa hezek, it's not a shayla be make. Shayla is we're saying this is the hezek. We're saying this is the hezek. It's not a shayla of be make. We're saying the hezek is to the field. It is that way. Anyway, akapanim. One second. Akapanim. Like a poem like this. It would seem to me, yeah, that that's in fact the Gemara made the Gemara. Now let's go back to the Gemara. Yeah, back to the Chavitza. Yeah. So over here we have this Chavitza, 50 dates, and if you sell by itself, it's 49. If you sell one by one, then it's. Sell the whole thing, it's 49, then it's 50. So when Rashi talks about Rashi, ain't medak lahachm olav, kedom will come on, right? I mean, it's tamazay, right? It's a little funny, yeah. Because if we say that the shayla by shaman, the shayla of being magde, what is the hezek? Being magde, what is the hezek? Is the hezek to the karko? Is the hezek to the peiris? Then what's the tushdol over here? What's the tushdol over here? What's the tushdol to the chavitza? That's not the shayla over here. You mazik one, we say that he ate one. Okay, did I eat a tamar? Did I eat a date? Or did I damage the chavitza? Like Bishkar, he stole the chavitza, right? And he took the whole thing. So what's the luchayra would seem more pashit, right? In the second mahalak, the Hainu, that over here also, Be'etzim, there's two ways of looking at a barrel of dates. There's two ways of looking at it. Do we look at it that it's one unit of 50? Yer Kiva. Or do we look at it? I didn't ask for a response.
Question.
I didn't ask for a response. But this, yes or no? Not to give me a shigotar. Do you look at it as a unit of 50? Or do you look at it that, no, it's 50 separate dates? Yeah? So 50 separate dates, the price, the shuma, the price of 50 separate dates is 50. The price of a unit of 50 is 49. So, right? So over here also, the shail is, there's two ways of looking at it. There's two ways of looking at what this is. Right, and that Zograshi, that the Gemara we see from the parish of Mazik, did the Gemara as the pasuk. Yeah, that we see ein medakin lachmarolav. When there's two ways of looking at something, just like there's two ways to shots up the value of the aruga. There's two ways of looking at this chavitza. There's two ways to look at it. When he says, "Oh, I could have sold it for separate, right? Each one, right?" Not saying that, "Oh, I could have done that, and therefore you owe me more money." And then Akiva can ask one second, but then it would have required work, right? That's not the nakuda. The nakuda is how do we look at it? We look at it as 50 separate dates, and maybe the value, the objective value, 50 separate dates is 50, or we look at it that no, this is one unit of 50, and this a unit of 50 costs 49. So and that the Gemara makes a tushdel to the case of shaman daruga, shaman beisa baisasada, shaman beisa baisasada, that the Rashi said ein medakin in olav. Ain't medakin olav to make the shuma in an oifin that and make the shuma in an oifin that it'll end up have to pay more. No, we make the shuma the value of the payer is clapping the whole field, which is less. So male there also ain't medakin olav, and we don't look at it as 50 separate dates. We look at it as one unit, and therefore the price of this object is 49, not 50. Question? Your question?
Because when I say that, this also fits with the Lashon Yomai. The Lashon is I would have sold them one at a time, as in to me it is 50 days. That's the way what it's time as.
Hmm?
You have to say that this way doesn't fit as well as the way of looking at it as Nezik. I'm saying
that when he says I would have,
I mean, to me it's 50 days. I view them as individual items because I sell them one at a time. The response is, well, we don't care about that because we're not in action or whatever.
Okay, that's not question how you view it. The question is, it could be viewed
to
two ways.
To me, they're individual dates. Yeah. To me, they're individual dates.
Okay, fine.
According to the first set of the Chakira, why does Rashi give a measure of a beitzah? Should we go out with the field?
Fine, but that's the sugya of a comment. Because if we'll say how big the field is, then that's like that's going overboard the gami. Then if you have a guy's huge field and one little aruga, it's gonna be that's too much mako. That's Rashi over there. Rav Kama goes through the cheshbainis. In other words, I guess it was masal cham. The Torah says yes, it will be mekel. So it was masal cham to figure out exactly, you know, how much. Not too much, not too little. So Chazal decided we'll convey it this way. You're right. Theoretically, you could have said that, but then that would have been like ridiculous. Rashi said, then you're not paying anything. That's.
Why do you
want
to be
mekel?
For the first time. Sutra doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
So you
sort of repeated
it for the first time.
No.
Sutra
doesn't
make sense.
I'm asking.
It sounds like it does.
That, what? I have a problem with it. Right, so what's kind of in that side of me?
What is it?
I don't know. I have a problem. Saying the fact that we make it Sutra, though. Yeah.
I think what you're saying is a good
Sutra,
because in terms of if you have the whole field and you destroy just one aruga, that. And Lemaise, in order for him to replace the aruga, we don't care about the field. If he wants to replace the damage done, he would have to. It would be the more amount because you have to pay for an individual aruga to replace it.
Okay, so.
So it's like, but we don't care about it. Yes. Again, so here, yes, the damage done is you would have made 50 off this. The damage
again,
but we don't care. We're looking at the big picture.
Again, but if we say that if the site of Shaman is that we say the damage, we don't look at it. We say, what did I damage? I damaged your field. I didn't damage the aruga. So what does that do with, why is that Tushil Tavs? Yeah.
According to the first tzad, that meant that if you damaged the aruga, if the
The Yamantar Shatz holds out its hand. The Yamantar Shatz holds the other way. Okay. Let's see Taisus. So again, it's Rashi. In the Sugi, Rashi learns what does it mean, Shaman Beis Sa Beis Sada? Rashi says that We assess the value of a base saw in that field, in that particular field, how much is a base saw, which is 50 by 50, and then we say, how much is that worth with or without the aruga? That's what Rashi learns. Taisvis disagrees. There's a bunch of kashin Rashi. Shum base saw, base saw, base saw, does not. Persia countries. The aim of Dakin Leah is Shum and Masha Haisa, Shav Aruga Zushin Achelas. My boy, can mastis and mafarish behead you, Shuma. Lama all daito, shiasa, oida cheres. So, the Gemara over there says, hey, cheshaminot. So, in fact, what do you mean? The Mishnah told you. The Mishnah said, Shaman, beisa, baisa, sada. The Mahainu, that you take a beisa out of that field. And you assess the value of that beisa with or without the aruga. So what do you mean heich shemino? And then also, why would Gemara think that we Gemara another side over there that you take a saw b'shishim? Then you say, how much is it, not how much is the saw by itself, the base saw by itself, how much is the base saw worth out of 60? And then you subdivide that again, you say, now okay, this base saw, how much is worth with without? Why should it be, the Mishnah says, base saw by the saw? Why should I think that we assess the value of the base saw klape 60 saw How much is the obviously is the difference if you sell buying a base saw by itself, or you're buying 60 and then you divide that, you're buying 60 saw and you divide that by 60, Rashi actually makes such binders. Account, whatever. But the point is, why would I think that the base saw is 1 out of 60? Image says some base saw by saw that I knew the Aruga Kape a base saw by the saw. Void and Farash Asam Sabashishim Pishu Kundris, the base sub Babinafshe Loshamina, the Maps of Mazik, or Shamatkila Shishim, Sam Brian Kama, Dom Magina Bay Sub, Khaizam Sham Kama Nifta, Nifhas, Bachilas Aruga, Bimatkila Shaman, Aruga Vishishim Sawin, Bahai Maps of Klum, Shane Aruga Nikaris, Bam, Elva Bay Son Nikaris. If you do that ruga in 60 saw, obviously the ruga is meaningless. So hanishtei shuma is minolam. The mekolei shamina and elo hashashaman agav sada. So where do you see this in the pasuk b'chal? The pasuk says agav sada. So meaning, how do you know to say that we take the big the saw out of the big field and then look at the damage to that one saw. Void lamanam b'kama klach meshishim klachim klaimar meshishim shiurim kamaisai. We don't look at it. We look at it only. We multiply the amount that was eaten by 60. And then we say, and that's the field that we use for our frame of reference, that with without the ruga. Amay nok mesis the beisa. So if it's klach b'shishim klachim, why are we talking about beisa b'chal in the Mishnah? Why are we talking about beisa? It's not falling beisa. It's falling klach b'shishim klachim. So how can that man not exist b'chal against the Mishnah? Mishnah doesn't say that 60 times we ate. Mishnah says base up. Void the parachasim l'kul amroi meditani achol kava kabayim. Void nois kilu hi aruga ktano mishan noisa ma'av ne'atzma tikshilei hamasnis niktani shemishan base up.
Maybe the size of base
up
60
kilos. Maybe we know what a base up is.
How big is a class?
We know what a base up is.
How big is a class?
A base saw is 50 by 50. There's no question what a base saw is.
Yeah, but how much space does a cloth take up?
No, that just means how much you ate times 60. If you ate one clock, it's times 60. It's not an objective measurement. It's not, we measure things by clochim.
What about the modern of calculus?
What about it?
How do you explain it?
So why says only asking on what's called clock? Yeah, someone asked that question, no? Shah, somebody, no? So the Mashah sends you to Babakama. Mashah sends you to, yeah, he says he deals with that in Babakama. What they say? Much more. Veneer Levi. So, because of all these questions, Taisus has all them shot in what this base saw is. Again, Virashi, what does the base saw mean? The base saw is telling us the size of the field. Size of the field. With or without aruga, that's the base saw. The reason is no. Shom the base saw, hainu base saw nechel. Viktani b'seifa, v'milsa der b'shimin, v'saw saw. V'base saw tfu amayri. Loi base saw zera. She'en yichol b'hem lechel kol kach. Kol kach nok et losh in the keva. Kam ha'isa b'shuma saw dairi. So kitsa, what does that say? Base saw Beis saw, why is it called a beis saw? It's called a beis saw because you plant a saw of seeds in a beis saw. 50 by 50, that's amount, that's the size of the field he planted, that you plant a sub seed. Taisa says no. We're not talking really about base, it's not really a base, it's really a sub. A sub tfuah. Right? We're not talking about we're not talking about the mount, yeah? You know, we're talking about the mount that the behemoth ate, the hainu, a sub tfuah. Not that Behemoth could eat the amount of food that a sov zera produces. To whom a sov tfuah? Kach nakal loshen akeva. Kam ha'isa b'shumas sod airi. Boy na mishap begemara hei chesheminon. Lo pishmas nisan kamat ha'asa the gedayla. She shaman ba. Misha says, yeah, shaman be sov be'aisa sada. Right? Shaman be sov be'aisa sada. It's very vague and ambiguous. How much? How big is the field? How much you know, the main eight is saw. Now we say do the shuma klape oisasada. How big is that field? Mishnah doesn't tell you anything. It's a fact of Gemara, Ketzah Shemino. Mishnah, according to Rashi, the Mishnah told you everything. According to Taisa, the Mishnah told you nothing. It just said, but oisasada. You shots up how much the saw is worth. Klape, that field. What's called that field? How much of that field, basically, is the Gemara's question. V'oyin misafka le'idilma shaman beisa b'oisasa d'hayin b'karka atzma shal beisa v'faris sa b'shishim sayin v'odin in the pachas ha'yaisa shaman l'fichesh ben sa b'shishim sayin. Meaning, so the Gemara says, so again, how much of this field are we saying, are we being conveyed, that's the field that with or without the pears that were eaten, that's the value. So that's all the different cheeses in the Gemara is trying to figure that out. So then it could be saw. B'shishim saw, and then meaning a beisa, b'shishim beisa. That is how we get to the size of the field. Mikman yama klach b'shishim klachim. Loyel b'shishim shum kamaisai. How much of the field do we say that you have to pay the difference with or without aruga? 60 times that aruga. If it was one klach, 60 klachim. If it was aruga, 60 aruga. Whatever it happens to be. Manda matarik b'shishim tarikvim. Manda amar tarikv b'shishim tarikvim. V'achla. One second, that's the one. Manda amar tarikv b'shishim tarikvim. Achla sa. Mesnisin, Meshairin, Lefi Haishiro. The Shomafurish Beiz Shir Mapsid Mazik, and Mashbir Yaser, the Tarkiv Beshishin Tarkivin, which is really 1 in 30, right? Tarkiv is 2 kav in 60, so it's not 1 to 60, like we said before, it's really 1 to 30. That's tarkav shishim tarkav. The Gemara makes a cheshbon is which way. Sometimes you know a very small field costs more because that's all you can afford. Sometimes you know depending on the situation, is it worth more, worth less? But the point is, so it's the man the amr tarkav b'shishim. It's 1 in 30, not 1 in 60. So b'shishim sam parach akul b'braisa achol kav. But there, it's mashma that you pay for the thing itself. Roy nois kilu he aruga ktana ma'ilav b'fnei atzma. So you see that you pay by itself, and that's melo. If you tell you, it's not a kash in the Mishnah. What's the problem with Rashi? It's kash in the Mishnah. If you medayik that you feed the aruga by itself, According to Rashi, the Mishnah not like that. The Mishnah said, Shamun Saba is a Sada. It means do it klape Beisa. According to Taisa, no. Just as Ba'is is Sada, doesn't say what the Shum is. It could be the thing, could be, we look at it as the Ruga by itself. Maybe we look at the aruga by itself. That's its own little teeny field over here. How much is it worth? This aruga. This is the whole field. How much is the aruga with or without? That could also be a way of being shaman ba'is and sada. Way Tosis learns. According to Rashi, can be because Misha says ba'isa, not just saw ba'is and sada, which saw is. Basically, Firashi saw Beisa is the field that we're shouting up. What you ate, clap in that field. Fitaisis Beisa Shaman Beisa Beisa Sada. The Beisa is how much you ate Beisa Sada, and we're not telling you the size of that Sada. Theoretically, it could even be this: the size of that Sada could be just that one little aruga. So that's why it's a kash on all the sheet, it's not a kash on the mission. Rashi, this is good for them, but it's the mifrach. They cannot, not the fush, shach, it's vicious. Vein lash bershri, hai pei sa, sa me boile. Yeah, it's always bad to have a kash on himself. I read, bei sa generally means the amount, the size of field you can plant a sa, which is 50 by 50, you learn that from Matzah Mishkan. Right? So why if we're talking about an amount of stuff that the animal ate, then why are we talking about beisa and not a saw? Chachipar, yeah. Hi beisa mebayle. Chachipar chasam rabuna barmnoich rapapa. Mfarish kabin b'shishim kabin. Ubeis kur b'shishim kurim. So hi beis kur kumi bayle. Also, the parak el mishum chiheichi liktani bereisha kav liktani base achinami abul minkan kor v'loy base kor. So, kids, the Taisa says that even though the Gemara does ask that question, that's only because we switched lashon from base to the thing itself. But the Mishnah, it says beisa doesn't necessarily have to mean the size of the field. Beisa could mean the amount that was eaten. Doesn't it say over there that it's 130?
You missed on your
question. Please, manage your
slogan. I was paying attention to what he was saying and not paying attention to the words.
Every time
I'm
saying
it,
I'm like,
that was just in the garden. Shloshim saw. Vega. Shloshishim. Ah, it's just a question of how big the field is.
Do we look at your words as part of the shear? Or do we look at the shear as a shear? He was cutting on you, or he was cutting on your shear. So are the words part of the shear, or is the shear a separate entity? Really, I just like the point is if you say that hezek is you're being mazik the whole field, not the pair. Who is that?